Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
I am Kimberly Cummins, MA graduate of the Faculty of Culture, Creative and Performing Arts at the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. In present-day Barbados, sailing is a huge deal, but back in the early 19th century, the sport was just trying to get its sea legs. That's why on February 3rd, 1818, an advertisement was placed in the Barbados Mercury and Bridgetown Gazette newspaper for a sailing match around Barbados. The race was hosted under the patronage of His Excellency the Governor, the Lord Combermere Stapleton Cotton, whose express desire was to encourage industry and skill. The race was originally set to move off from Carlisle Bay on February 6th, what would have been the anniversary of the birthday of Her Majesty, but it was later postponed until Monday the 23rd. An attached advertisement explained that the postponement was due to several boat owners and fishermen being unable to get their boats equipped by the 6th of the month. Another change was in the area of prize money. While the first place winner would cop £10, if 20 boats were entered, the second place would earn £7.10, an increase from the previously allotted £5. The third place would earn £5, £2 more, while a fourth place purse of £3 was introduced. There were several regulations adopted and to be observed by boat owners who were desirous of entering the sailing match. These included that no boat of more than 18 feet keel would be allowed to enter. Each boat was required to be sailed by the person usually navigating her, to whom, if a winner, the prize would be given. That the boats to be entered were subject to the approval of one of the stewards any Saturday between the hours of 10 and 2 at the house of Captain Finch. Each boat had to carry a distinguishing flag or pendant to be notified at the time of entering. And finally, that boats entered for the race would rendezvous at the dockyard by 8 o'clock of the morning of the race. The race was expected to start at 12 o'clock sharp. Racers would sail around a boat moored to leeward, beat up two and sail around a boat moored to windward, and return to the starting post where the prizes would be distributed. A celebratory dinner in the quote old English style unquote was proposed for the top winners. Today, sailing has taken off in Barbados with an official sailing week hosted every year. The introduction of the Barbados Sailing Club, which was founded by former Prime Minister and national hero, the Right Excellent Errol Barrow, and in 1936, the launch of the Round the Island race, which is of such excellent quality that annually it attracts spectators from all over the world, with over 90 boats and sailors from 20 countries competing. A grand sailing match, which would be the forerunner of the island's very popular Round the Island race, was highlighted in an advertisement that was published in the Barbados Mercury and Bridgetown Gazette newspaper on this day, February 3rd, 1818.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.